Hey, how you doing? It's me, Sam Martin, sitting over here at the Prescott E-News office, hanging out with all these lovely people like I always do. Today we are discussing a job fair for young people. Today we have in the hot seats, the red hot seats. You know why we put them red? Because they're hot. We have college, she has a huge description of her job title. We're just going to shorten it down to program specialist to Catherine Anderson. And then we have Michelle Smith, the probation supervisor, Yavapai County Juvenile Detention Center. And they want to be here because they want to talk about the job fair that's happening on May 1st, 2019 from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh. I'm sitting here doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing in life and enjoying people, introducing myself and making friends. Talk a little bit about the job fair first, and then mm-hmm. we'll talk to Michelle about exactly what she is doing over there at the Juvenile Detention Center, because every time anybody says juvenile, they're like, oh my God, teenagers. And, you know, the adolescence of teenagers is really, really off. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to be a teen. I think I still act like a teen, but I learned to not get in trouble with this. So, anyways, let's talk about the job fair.
Yes, this is our Young Adult Job Fair. It is the correct title. This one we call it a little different. It's the Young Adult Career and Job Fair. Because this one is more than just a job fair. This one is geared towards ages 16 to 24. And we changed the focus. Where our other job fairs are about, you know, you're looking for work, come get a job. This one is to provide resources and opportunities for our young adults, because we know we have some that are graduating high school and not sure what they want to do. We have some that may have just graduated college and are not sure what they want to do. And then we have some that are like, what's a resume? What's a cover letter?
I'm still like, what's a resume? You know?
We have some adults that are not sure what a resume is. And some of these are not even sure what a job fair is. How do I dress? What's an interview? I'm supposed to shake somebody's hand? So that's what this is. It's like I said, it's different from our other job fairs because we want to help our young adults be prepared for the future. As it says on our flyer, we're investing in our local community, starting with the leadership of tomorrow, our youth.
Yes.
We want to start.
It's a huge subject. It's a very huge subject.
And when I was in high school many moons ago, I took a class that showed us how to do resumes and interviews and don't do this, don't do this. Make sure you're looking them in the eyes. Shake their hand. Don't say And I still remember that to this day. Don't say That's the worst thing to do in an interview. They're not being taught that anymore.
No.
My daughter's like, Mom, will you sit down and help me do a resume? Because nobody is showing me how to do that. I don't know what's in a resume.
Wow. I mean, obviously you're in the educational system. You are also in the educational system. And isn't it kind of like a wow moment right now? Like, wow, is this really happening? Nobody's preparing their teens starting at age 14, 13, 12. I don't have no children, but I would be assuming that that's when I start teaching them how to save money, how to go ahead and prepare for the future of being an adult 4 years from now. And this stuff comes fast. It's not like,
it does come fast.
Not like, oh yeah, we're going to be a kid today. That's why I said I'm still the juvenile. I forgot to freaking grow up. So it's a hard deal. And the age limits is not really on a juvenile level. So just to let you guys know that out there reading or looking at this, what are the age limits?
This one is for ages. It's 16 to 24. So I would call it the junior seniors in high school through 24, those that have just graduated college or entering adulthood, as we would say. We even had last year someone that had just already been in the military and had already, you know, finished their service time. Is that what you call that? And was back. And okay, now what do I do? I've spent time in the military. Now I'm ready to move forward, but I'm not sure where to go, what to do. So that's what this career and job fair is for. It not only has jobs and opportunities, it will have resources there to help our young adults help to determine what do I do next? Mm-hmm. How do I do that? Okay, so I showed up in shorts and t-shirts at this job fair, not that I was supposed to. Help me. How should I dress? And how should I act? What's the next step? I'm confused. I don't know.
Yeah, and this is a big deal because, I mean, growing up in this local area called Prescott, Arizona, we're good old boy town. And sometimes the only way to get a job is if you know somebody. So how does anybody attack that as far as a person that wants to get a job at a job fair? How does this work out?
Well, if you want to get a job at a job fair, the best thing to do in advance is to find out the companies that are going to be there. And we do provide that list on our website, which is yc.edu/redc. If you click on the job fair link and you scroll down, there's other helpful information on that website also. But scrolling down, you'll find a link for this job fair, and it will say participating exhibitors.
Yeah, we'll put that link down on the comment, guys, if you guys really want to see this. If you guys are watching, you have teenagers that are out there, even college students that are coming back to work or come live. This is for you, and we'll put all the links down in there. So let's see, why are we teaming up with the Yavapai Juvenile Detention Center? What is this reason? This is your question now, Michelle.
It's for you, Michelle. So our facility it's a brand new facility for the county within the last 5 years. It's a beautiful facility, and we have a great lawn area out front. It is a very local, centralized location for everybody. We'll have live music. We will be partnering with different agencies, different organizations, to have everybody out on the lawn and be together as a community and make sure that all of our youth in our community are getting involved and getting engaged in these great opportunities like the job fair.
How many businesses are going to be attending? Do you guys have that number yet?
We're still accepting applications. Last year we had 30-something businesses there.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty big. That's really huge. And now let's talk a little bit about the focus that we are focusing on, obviously, the younger generation. What are some of the big things that they should do? You started talking about the clothing, the resumes. How does one get involved, and is there help out there that will help these guys?
Yes, there is help. I was going to bring it with me, but I had a printer jam this morning. But again, the information will be on the website that he's going to post the link to. Specifically for our teenage group, we are offering a preparation, resume, interview, all those skills in advance that's going to be offered at the launch pad. And again, that's specifically for the teenage, our 16 to 18-year-old group. And they're going to help. It's provided by Arizona at Work. And they're going to help to get that group ready for this job fair. But in addition, Arizona at Work, NACOG, Goodwill, any of the job seekers could go there in advance of this date, and any time technically, and those providers will give them the skills they need. They can update resumes, provide them with interview tips, tell them that's not how you should be dressing, again, just for an interview, to walk into an employer. That's what those we call them our partners. That's what those partners are there for.
So, I mean, okay, so now that we're bringing in juveniles obviously have done something bad to get into the juvenile hall. How does that play out with some of the businesses? Is that going to ruin their opportunity to actually get a job with some of these job fair people?
Not generally. In my 15 years working as a probation officer and now a supervisor, we're really able to partner with these community businesses and organizations and help juveniles to be successful in the community, teach them those skills and those life skills. A lot of times businesses and organizations appreciate probation being involved because we can provide that extra support for the juvenile through that work experience. Through our department and through our programming, we also partner with Goodwill, and our juveniles are able to go through work preparation, interview preparation, resume preparation, and we offer these programs regularly for our juveniles so that they have that opportunity. Because again, parents aren't teaching it all of the time because we think that it's happening in the schools, and it's just not happening in the schools anymore. As probation officers, we sit down and we will do practice interviews with our probationers and those that we are involved in all aspects of our facility. And again, this is just a great opportunity for a teaching moment for us to work with them, walk them through what this experience is like, and how they can be successful in it.
So what made you want to team up with the Juvenile Detention Center? I mean, most cases we want to broaden the idea of that it's just not juvenile children that we're trying to draw in. What made you want to work with them?
Actually, this is our third one now. It was 3 years ago, and it was her predecessor,
Kim Meadows,
that approached Goodwill. It was D. Skipton at the time at Goodwill, and said, I've got this great idea. let's reach out to the youth and not, and I want to clarify how I say this, not all youth are troubled. We know that. But if we can start hitting some of our youth, reaching out to them before some of them go down that wrong path, because again, we know some of this is not being taught to them like it used to be. And if we can even catch some of them before maybe the wrong crowd reaches out to them, or they decide to go this way instead of that way. So if we can be proactive and start with them now, then maybe it'll make a difference. And so that was actually their agency that reached out to Goodwill, and the Goodwill reached out to me and said, hey, you do all these job fairs. How about this one?
Nice. That makes a lot of sense. And we were actually talking before we turned on everything, talking about the educational value of learning, how to prepare yourself for the future. Is there anything set in place besides a job fair that you guys are willing and able to help out the youth that are actually in need of this, that they're not getting this education in high school or wherever they're coming from? Do you guys have anything set up like that?
Through probation, for any juvenile that's involved through our system in any different level, we have a lot of different opportunities where we partner with NACOG and Goodwill. We have our own grant-funded program through our county, through the department, that juveniles can work through a summer program. Aside from those programs, we also partner with Goodwill and NACOG in the community, and juveniles, adolescents, anybody can go to those programs. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be on probation or involved in our system. You don't have to get in trouble for this?
Yes. Nice. That's a positive for you guys. Don't let your children get in trouble. They can still learn before that.
Well, and I know that Goodwill, NACOG, Arizona at Work, same thing. I mean, they're there. They are also trying to work with the schools. And I know it's hard because, like I said before, these programs aren't necessarily in the schools like they used to be. But they are always trying to reach out to the schools saying, we're here. When you're ready to bring these programs back in, or if you want assistance with your students, letting them know about resumes or interview skills, we are here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to say anything bad about the schools either. It's not our schools. It's just the way the education system works now.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those weird transitions in life, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know where it kind of like stopped, but you know, here we are now. And our workforce, as you guys probably know, it's really hard to find a loyal and a person that wants to learn, a person that wants to work. They come in, they say, all right, I'm out of here. And then all the things that you train that person just goes out the door. This is I think it's an epidemic, to be in honesty. I'm going to say it right now, that there is a problem with our workforce. It doesn't matter what age they are, whether they start at 16 or go all the way up to 35, 36, 40 years old. They will show up, do their job, and for some reason they have to leave because somebody is hurt or somebody needs to get picked up. And you're just like, what just happened? Do you not need money? So this is a huge deal. Workforce is something that needs to be on educational value, you know, I think, you know.
Somewhere, like, it's as you said, somewhere from when we were younger through now, something changed in that transition. I remember when I was little.
Many moons ago,
there was that you worked for the same company for a very long time. And my father did. I mean, he retired, he had the pension, and I know pension programs are pretty much obsolete now. But there isn't that anymore. I worked there 5 years, I'm good. Next company. If you even make it 5 years anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like you said, there's that, something's changed.
Okay, so I'm not going to try to beat up the educational system. So to all you teachers out there that are watching this, I'm not poking you guys. But you know what? I've talked to a few teachers and they said, you know, it's hard for the educator to educate because there's some sort of insubordination going on in the schools where kids are just like, I don't have to listen to you. I do not have to listen to you. And it's just so like weird. What happened back in the days when I actually was able to not even, no, actually was not able to say these things. Like I'm not going to listen to you. Next thing you know, man, my dad, not only my dad showed up, my aunt showed up, my grandma showed up, everybody, the whole family showed up. And I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing that again. And I wasn't really a perfect person. I still am not a perfect person, but it's like, you know, you want to do something that would change the community. And this is kind of like the first start. So I really commend you guys on this. Let's talk a little bit about some of the registered businesses that are already registered. Do you know any of that list yet?
Oh, yes. Our sponsors are NACOG, Fan Construction, Superior Industries, UCYC Camp. Those are our sponsors. And then some of the exhibitors are going to be Seaforth Construction, Caring Presence. I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head since my printer decided not to work this morning.
We'll have military recruiters there.
Oh, we will have military recruiters. And of course, Yavapai College will be there. Yavapai County is going to be there. Oh, look, she's bringing me the computer. Okay, we're going to have Arizona at Work.
Here we go.
Arizona Mentor, Caring Presence, Seaforth Home Improvement, a DES Rehabilitation Service Administration, Fan Contracting, Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, Halstead, Superior Industries, Yavapai College, Yavapai College C-Tech, Bridgestone, and then I found out yesterday, Rogers, I want to make sure I say it the right way, Rogers Hair and Skin Institute, Rogers...
Oh, yeah, right there by Lowe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. The Beauty College. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm saying it the wrong way, Rogers, but I found out yesterday they're also going to be signing up.
See, that is so cool. Me and Lynn actually stopped by the recent job fair that you guys had, and there were so many people in that, so many businesses, and then the veterans, I guess, were there at the same time, but there was a lot of recruiters there, so it looks like there's a big, huge job force. Now, let's talk a little bit about the resume. Do you guys have anything that will be offered to help these people that want to come in? Because obviously nobody's teaching. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think you guys are teaching, but they might not be listening. So is there anything set up that you guys could, you know, help out, you know, these adolescents and then also the juveniles?
Yes, they could contact any of our partner agencies, NACOG, Goodwill, Arizona at Work, and they can help with the resumes. And even the day of, you know, it's a little bit late the day of, they'll also be there that day to help with the resumes as well.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, not to go ahead and throw away from the places that you have the channels, but you could also download an app. It's called Resume.
And there's
so much apps out there, guys. I mean, come on, it's like how to work app. I'm pretty sure that's going to tell you what to do. Show up on time. Let's talk about a little bit about the dress. I mean, you know, the dressing, the looking presentable. Right. Let's talk a little bit about that.
We are not asking for suits and ties at any of our job fairs, even the adult job fairs. Pair of khakis, nice shirt. That's for a young man. For a young female, same thing. I mean, you could wear a nice pair of pants, nice shirt, or a nice skirt and a nice shirt. That's really all. And if you don't have that, because we know some families are, money might be an issue, a nice pair of jeans and a nice shirt. That would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Really no shorts, no jeans that have holes in them.
That's the new fad, though.
I know.
That's like a $150 pair of pants with holes in them. Man.
I know, because we just bought my daughter some yesterday, and yes, they had holes in them.
Were you upset at how much you paid for them?
A yes little bit, no? Yes.
Okay, you're like, do you know these have holes in them?
Exactly. I would say, and again, I understand everybody's coming from different backgrounds. If you must wear a t-shirt, make it a neutral t-shirt. Nothing with a concert, you know, venue, or I don't know how to describe that.
Don't make it sound like you guys are partying all day long.
Exactly. you want to look as professional as possible. And again, I know this for our 16-year-olds who never have had a job, may have never had a job before. They might not have the khaki pants or the nicer clothes because they don't have an income. They don't have money saved up to go buy these nice clothes. So, okay, put on your pair of jeans and a nice plain t-shirt.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any readers out there or viewers in general, If you guys want to participate, I mean, this is kind of just throwing it out there. And if you guys have anything that you could offer, whether it maybe be a haircut or something to that effect, you know, tune into us and then we'll get you to the right people. And if anybody has any questions for you guys, I really would like to see if we could open that up. You know, if you can't afford a haircut, I'm pretty sure somebody will help out. Our community is really, really amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I just want to say, don't let it deter you. If you don't have a resume, if you don't have the exact dress, do not let it deter you from coming to this job fair. Our main goal at a young adult job fair is getting that community connection and making sure that you have those resources and you know where to go when you are ready to take that first step to getting your job.
You're not hearing this from me because I'll deny I said it later.
This is almost not on the record, guys.
Yeah, almost not on the record.
The trick question or the word here is almost.
This is the one job fair that you're going to get away with showing up that dressed inappropriately and not having your resume, because you can use the excuse, I didn't know. This is the first job fair I've ever been to before. Yeah. I'm 16 years old. Nobody told me this.
Can you work full time at being 16? Let's just talk a little bit about the rules of working at the age of 16.
I'm going to say probably not, because if you're in school, you shouldn't be working full time.
I mean, back in the days, kids would actually quit in order for them to, you know, help out on the farm. So I wish, you know, some kids wanted just like, you know what, I just want to work.
I know. And I'm looking right at you, young 16-year-olds, and I'm going to say don't work full time because they want you still in school. Okay.
Yep. Got it. Unless you got a farm and dad needs you because he broke his leg or something like that. Just kidding. We don't have that much of that going on here no more. You know, I think there's a few labor rules. I think they're not allowed to work over 40 hours, and like 30 hours or something like that.
And past a certain hour in the evening, I believe they're not allowed to work either.
Yeah. And then I think if mom and dad decide to go ahead and say, yeah, we'll allow you to, and then you have to have a, like, you know, description until you're 18. I mean, I think that's legal age, right? Unless you're emancipated.
Yes.
So there's so much rules and laws out there. Like, how is the juvenile hall system going right now? I mean, are you seeing an increase of juvenile children coming in? I mean, you've been in a part of it for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I got a little bit of background before we once again turn this stuff on. 15 years. Tell me, how do you feel about, is it rising? Is it going away? I mean, what does it look like?
You know, things are not rising the way that I think the public views it. We are steady, our detention facility. You know, we provide a lot of programming, and that's really, you know, our vision is influencing positive change. And that is what each one of our probation officers is out in the community doing each and every day with their caseload. Again, our vision goes right into this young adult job fair, influencing positive change, making those connections, and providing juveniles and their families with all of the resources that we can to help them be successful adults.
Yeah, and we also were tapping in. I mean, I had an interview before the interview, guys. Go figure. We're going to bring it back up. So if there is a mother, a father, single being, and they're having a problem with their child, before they actually get into the system, is there anything put in place so they could be educated about where they will end up if they decide to keep on going the route they are? Like that one video or the TV show called Scared and Afraid, or not Scared and Afraid, but Scared Straight. Do you have any kind of programs like that in Prescott? I know there's a lot of mothers and fathers out there right now saying, I can't control my teen. Is there a program out there that we can go ahead and scare some kids straight?
We do not. Scared Straight programs are not evidence-based for juveniles. And so we do offer detention tours to the community. If we have parents that call in and are having problems, they can sign up to do a detention tour with their juvenile or their child to get an idea of what that's like. We have probation officers. I receive phone calls occasionally from parents asking for ideas. There are community resources. Our community is a great place to get resources and get that help through different agencies like West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, Child and Family Support Services. So those resources are available, and we can definitely help direct you in the right direction to get some help before you end up with juvenile probation.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, because when I was younger, if my dad couldn't handle me, auntie would show up. And one time my aunt came in, she goes, "I'm taking you to Phoenix to go to place?" It was it was like a military base thing called Project Challenge, I think, maybe. Uh-huh. Project Challenge. And I was like, "Go ahead, send me." And she never sent me, but look at me. I turned out pretty decent. So, guys, you know, you can be you can make it work. It's as long as you have the mindset and you want to go ahead and make it work. Okay, so this event is happening on the lawn of the juvenile deal. So it's not at Yavapai College. Yavapai College is a sponsor, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's happening at the actual juvenile hall. Is it going to be on the outside or the inside?
It's on the outside of the Juvenile Justice Center on Prescott Lakes Parkway. It's on the lawn out front of the facility.
Okay. And if you guys don't know where this is at, it's on the, is it Park? Parkway?
Prescott Lakes Parkway.
Prescott Lakes Parkway, right next to Yavapai Humane Society. Right down the street from it.
Mm-hmm. And we just do have to stress, because some people hear that we're having it at the Juvenile Justice Center and they're like, "Oh, job fair at the Justice Center." It's on the lawn area.
Yes.
So we're outside. It's totally separate from the Justice Center. You're not going to be in there running into any of our juveniles that did decide to break the law and are serving some time right now. It's totally separate. It's outside. It's beautiful. It's in this park-like atmosphere. We have a live radio station that's there that day playing music. It turns out to be a perfect environment for this job fair.
Yes.
It works. It really fits to have it at this location.
And so once again, guys, just because it says young adult, it does not mean it's a teenager thing. So the age goes from 16 to 24. And you're expected to have how many businesses come out?
Last year we had, it was in the 30s for businesses, and we had around 100 job seekers attend, which for this job fair, when it's targeted to a specific age group like that, 100 is a big number.
Yeah, it sure is. That means, you know, somebody actually really wants to work, and that's a good thing, because our workforce really needs to, you know, get, you know, it just needs to come up, because there's a lot of people that need a job, but they don't know how to keep a job. They don't know how to interact with other employees. And sometimes, I mean, I think the bosses need to go ahead and come to an educational value on how to go ahead and treat their employees. But thank God I don't have any bosses besides Lynn. Whenever she tells me, "You can't say that." And I'm like, "Fine, I won't say that." But this is one of the coolest things that I've ever interviewed. And you know, when I was younger, I didn't have these opportunities. You know, I mean, it wasn't just, "Hey, let's go do this," because my father was always working. He was always doing something. It wasn't on that educational level. Like, he didn't teach me how to manage money. He didn't teach me anything about credit. He didn't teach me, all these things that need to be taught. And sometimes you think that the school was going to do that. I think it was economic development. That's kind of like the one that you were talking about, mm-hmm. where they teach you how to do this, teach you how to do that. I had the most boringest teacher. Boringness, is that a word? I had a very boring teacher. And this teacher, I'm sorry if you're still out there and you're watching me, but I wasn't intrigued by it. But now I'm like older and I'm able to teach myself some of these things that I want to learn. It's so much more fun than it was in the schools. So, you know, being a part of a school system, do you try to go and get involved with these teens in their environment by chance? Do you actually go out and get out there and see if we could educate more on, you know, their time rather than the juvenile time by chance?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Probation gets involved at every level, and we really try to meet the juvenile and their family where they are and where it is most convenient and helpful for them. Because again, we are, you know, just because you're on probation or involved in our system does not mean you are a bad child, have had a bad family. It's a bad choice. And we are there to help give the skills, provide the skills, plant the seeds to help have a successful adult life.
Yeah, that's huge.
I want to say on that, there was, I don't know if it was the first year or the second year, of this job fair. And one of the job seekers was somebody that had had involvement with the probation system and arrived at the job fair dressed very nice, had gone through classes at Yavapai College. And what was the predecessor's name again? I totally forgot.
Kim.
And had Kim was had activity with Kim during his time at Jeff. I don't know if he'd actually served time or just had involvement with the probation department. And he saw Kim, and he made a point of coming up to Kim and thanking her and said, look at me now. And I'm gone through Yavapai. I'm getting my associate's degree. I'm here at the job fair. I've walked around. I've talked to people. I'm going places, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to show you. And she was so excited. She was like, that's one of my boys.
That's
but
cool.
That somebody can make a little mistake, whatever it was. And he turned his life around. And he knew he'd done wrong. He turned his life around. And he was so proud. He wanted to come show Kim, look at me now. I'm not the boy you knew however many years ago. That was me then. This is me now. And that's another reason why this job fair is so important. And for people that want to have, I'm going to say it, this misconception that, well, you're having it there and you're letting some of those kids attend or be involved. That is a misconception. Mm-hmm. Because look at that story right there. He made a simple mistake. He was involved in whatever way with the probation department. But look at him now.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you know, I'm going to go off on a little bit of life in general, because I was one of those kids. There was teachers out there that said this kid is not going to amount to much because of the fact that he was being a gang leader, gang participant. He was into drugs. He was into all this stuff. I never really got into the system as a juvenile. I have been in trouble for a DUI, which really, honestly, that was a bad mistake. And obviously, we make mistakes, and this is what happens. And the thing that I would love to say is, like, look at me now. And I do say that on a repetitive basis on my social networking. And everybody looks at me and like, oh my gosh, look at this guy. You know, they know me from the past. My family knows me from the past. My family chooses not to help me because of the things that I've done in my past. And it's because they feel like I'm going to be using and abusing my, they're helping me. And not all of them do that. But I know in the back of their head, they're like, San Martin's not going to amount to much, man. This guy's going to be in jail or he's going to be in debt because of the stuff that he's been doing. So to be able to be out here now saying, look at me now, there is hope. There is a lot of hope for people that were going down the wrong path. And for them to look at you as an individual is like, this person's not a good guy. I mean, in most cases, I actually beat myself up. And I know for a fact that people are out there acknowledging that, look at him, he's all tattooed up. He must be a gangbanger. He must be this guy. He must be that guy. And I have to battle through that because I chose to do that to myself. But I also acknowledge that this stuff right there can make you look deceiving. And that's what happened. And that's what is happening in my life. And you know, I have to deal with that stuff. But at the same time, I still push past and I still do the same. Look at me now. Like, if you are doing better than me, I applaud you. If you're doing worse than me, do better. Yeah, I'm not here to judge people. I'm not here to rearrange the whole like system, but I want to let everybody know out there, if you're watching this and you're going to be a part of any kind of like job seekers or people that are wanting to be out there, just give people chances. Give them a chance. You know, this is life. This is what happens. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So don't look at anybody as if they're a bad person. And if just because it's on the lawn of the juvenile detention center, it doesn't mean that these people are going to ruin your business, steal anything from you. And, you know, everybody has to be cautious in their own ways. But at the same time, give somebody a chance and then you'll be able to see where they're at. And one lady did that. And I'm trying to, Miss Martinez, she was a counselor at the Prescott High School. I don't know if she's still there, but she said to me, you're going to be a leader. Whether it be of, you're just going to be a leader in general. You'll be a leader of a state, a country, if you really, really want to. And I took that to heart. And that was the only person that I can remember that encouraged me to be a leader. The only person. And I still remember that. So for, you know, you to talk about Kim, and she was so happy. I'm hoping Miss Martinez is out there right now saying, you made me happy. And everybody that knows me and knew of me, they're really ecstatic about what what I've been doing with my life. They're like, you know what? When you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you say you're going to be put in a place, you do it. This is a big deal for me because one thing that I like to hold strong with is my character. It brings a huge, huge responsibility. So if you're going to come into a job fair and you don't have the clothes, you don't have the look, come in with the confidence, come in with the character, you know, and just prove to people that you're willing to be loyal, you're willing to go ahead and stick it through, and you're willing to go ahead and see things out. Just don't get a job that you say, oh, I'm just going to get paid, and as soon as I get paid, I'm going to move on. Don't do that. You know, find something that's good for you and work through it. And you know, it's a really it's sensitive subject because I was judged. I still am, but I'm still going to go ahead and push forward and show people who I am and what I could do. So bringing the community together is what I love to do nowadays. And everybody sees that. Everybody commends that. And then some people are still, oh my gosh, you got tattoos. And, you know, sometimes they say, you're Mexican. And that's okay, too, because at the same time, I'm going to be able to live for tomorrow on a happy level. So sorry about that, guys. I just wanted to tell you how serious this is. Because if you're in trouble and you think that you're not going to be able to get a job, that's sad. You know, stop feeling down for yourself. Yes, you got into the system. But there is places that you could go ahead and become somebody better. You know, you can become somebody better. And you know, records do stay with you unless you're a juvenile. In juvenile detention, you know, everything gets lost. Everything gets taken away at the age of 18. I mean, unless you go to Canada, they bring that back up, from what I heard. I watched a documentary, and the guy couldn't get back into Canada because at the age of 15, he decided to steal from a store. Oh. So he wasn't able to go to Canada. So he was a little bit mad. But anyways, guys, I'm sorry for going off on that tangent. But, you know, if you're out there and you're under the influences that you can't make it anywhere, you know, look at me. I mean, you can make it anywhere if you really, really, really want to.
And the partners are there, like I said before, Arizona at Work, NACOG, DES, I already said them, Goodwill. They're there. Go see them. I mean, that's part of what they deal with every day is reentry. People that are, I'm not going to go into all the different people that they work with, but that's their goal. That's what they're there for, is to help get people back in the workforce. So if you're unsure, you don't have the confidence, I can't do this. It's just, I'm not at that level. Yes, you are. And you can go meet with our partners and they can help you get to that level. Or if it's education that you're missing, well, then come see us at Yavapai College and we'll help you get to that level.
Nice. And to get anything as far as answers to this job fair, who do they contact? Juvenile Detention Center or do you?
Well, I know they for sure they can contact me. Do you want them calling you too?
Sure.
Okay, they can contact either one of us. And I know you'll put the information up.
Yes, and you guys can contact me with a little bit of motivational speech. I'll help you out because it can be done.
And I just want to let any businesses that are listening know they can still register for the job fair too, that we are still taking applications. It is $50 for regular registration, and if you're a not-for-profit, it's $30 to register. And the application can also be found on our website, which, again, it was www.yc.edu/REDC. And the link will be also posted for that, which it might already be because I'm getting a thumbs up.
Yeah, we're quick at that. We definitely have a lot of cool things as far as getting the word out, and that's one of the big. This is big. This is huge. So I'm definitely going to share this. I'm definitely going to put it out there on my social avenues, and I really hope that we exceed the numbers that come out because I would love to see parents start teaching their children at a very young age. And 16 is a very cool age. I think you could actually work when you're 14 and 13 if, you know, obviously it doesn't go past the labor. If you're on my ranch, you're working every day.
And parents, don't be afraid that day. Because we had a couple of these last year where parents were like, you're going to this job fair. You don't have a choice. There's benches, parents, so you can sit while your your youngins are walking around and talking to the businesses that are there. Or if your children are still, okay, let me rephrase it. Your young adults are still not comfortable and want you to walk around with them, that's okay too. That you're, they're more than welcome to. We had some of that last year too, or it might have been because mom and dad were like, well, I'm walking around with you because I want to make sure you actually stop at each table. And that's okay, because like I said, this is a completely different job fair. We're not going to look at you and go, oh, you need mom and dad. No, completely okay at this one. Mom and dad can walk around with you, or mom and dad, if you want to show up and find out what's going on there, what businesses might be okay for your children, sorry, young adults. Hmm. We're okay with that too. This is a completely different type of job fair that we're doing for the community.
Yeah, and the times are, once again, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I know some of you work out there. There's going to be an hour for you guys to come out and, you know, bring your young adults out. 3 p.m. is the start time, and it's on a Wednesday. So prepare for the day. Make sure you have all the things that you need. Resume, look good. And if we find somebody that wants to go ahead and help out with some of these haircuts, if you can't afford them, we're going to post that too as well. So if you're out there and you want to do something for your community, you know, tag us, message me, do whatever you need to do, but let's help out. Let's make something happen. I mean, seriously, if you have business out there, join and let's get some people in front of you. I mean, it is what it is. If they show up, that's enough motivation for me, you know, because if they're not showing up, you're just like, well, I guess there's not a workforce ready for us in Prescott, Arizona. That's not a good thing.
And I can let businesses know that are listening, our job fairs work. Our Prescott job fair, just from two companies alone, I know of 22 people that were hired. And that's just from two companies.
That's huge.
We haven't heard back from everybody yet. We always do a survey after the fact to follow up and, you know, how did it work for you? That was just from them letting us know already. 22 people hired as a result of that job fair. So these work. You can walk away with people that day ready to come work for you.
Yeah, so this is huge, guys. And if you are willing and wanting to go out there and learn and do something for your community, you this is now your time. This is now your time. How many do you have a year? Just two? Or
job fairs?
Yeah.
We have about 8 a year countywide.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
It's huge.
That's huge. That is very huge. So, you know, you guys have opportunity. If you don't think there's opportunity, then, you know, you're doing something wrong. Is there anything you want to add?
No, just come join us. It's going to be a great, fun afternoon.
Come to Juvie without the real reason to come to Juvie.
Yes.
Just come to Juvie to get a job, not get on probation. Anything you want to add?
Just no, please give this a chance. Whether you're a job seeker looking for a job, this is a perfect opportunity to if you're nervous about what a job fair is and not sure how to approach this, this is a perfect opportunity to come try it out. And if you're a business that's not sure, 16 to 24 years old, don't know if that will work, well, you know what? Don't wonder anymore. Come to this job fair, try it out. It's only $50 or $30 if you're not for profit. It's a perfect investment. Come join us.
Yeah, that's huge. And once again, if you guys want to hear more from Prescott E! News' podcast, make sure you tune into the Facebook page. Go to the website. Get your name on that newsletter. Join in and let's educate you guys about what's happening in Prescott. Thank you, ladies, for coming in and joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Like we had a choice. Thank you, guys.
Bye.